Parshas Truma is a parsha that talks almost entirely about the construction of the Mishkan and its various kelims, meaning not the construction itself, that's in later parshios, but the commandments of how it should be constructed, mainly the dimensions and materials makeup of different parts of the Mishkan. So in a sense, it's a parsha which is difficult to feel like it speaks to us practically in today's world. But the truth is, if we take a step back and we think about why did Hashem give us a Mishkan? Why did we want a Mishkan? Realize that in fact it's the same tzipisa l'geula, it's the same desire for redemption that we have today. And the Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Shemos, he talks about why the book of Exodus ends with the construction of the Mishkan. And he explains that the Golus was not finished until we returned to our place and to the Milus of our forefathers, of Avosam, to the level that our forefathers once were at. So even though we left Mitzrayim, we were no longer slaves, but we were still in exile. We weren't in our land. We were wandering in the Midbar. When we came to Har Sinai, we made a Mishkan, and Hashem returned to us and rested his Shekhinah among us. Then we went back to the Milus of Osav. There's this idea that there was a Hashkras Hashkhinah on the Avos themselves, and that we also, when we went to Har Sinai, we experienced this tremendous Hashkras Hashkhinah. We achieved this level of the Hashkras Hashkhinah, and then we were considered Golem, and that's when we were considered redeemed fully. And that's when the Sefer is completed with the Inyan of the Mishkan and the Kavod Hashem also filling it constantly. He elaborates a little bit more in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban, that the Hashras Hashchina we experienced in the Mishkan was the same Hashras Hashchina that they experienced at Maimid Har Sinai. It was that same level of Hashem's presence. And in a sense, that's something that Klal Yisrael, they weren't completely redeemed until they had reached that level of the Avos, until they'd reached that level of the Hashras Hashchina again. He doesn't say anything, he doesn't spell out about not fully complete until returning to Eretz Yisrael, but I would assume might not that that should also be a part of it, of leaving the Midbar and coming to our promised land. The Parsha starts out, the Parsha talks about how they donated items, the truma asher titchu meitam, that they were giving to help build the Mishkan. So machlokes the mafarshim if this list is 13 items or 15 items. Machlokes boils down to if the talas shani v'shesh v'izim is considered one or three items. So one of the items is the atze shitim, is wood made from shitim trees that is the wood that was used for the krushim, it was used for the aron, it was used for the shulchan. That was the wood that they used for building in the Mishkan. Rashi says, Eitzi Shittim, where did they get Eitzi Shittim from? So the Medrash Tanchuma says, Yaakov Avinu saw Baruch HaKodesh that the Jews were going to build a Mishkan in the Midbar. So he brought these cedar tree, I think it's these arazim to Mitzrayim, I think it might be cedar wood, and he planted them and he commanded his children to take them when they left Mitzrayim. I mean, Yaakovinu had brought them down and planted them here in Mitzrayim for them to bring out with them when they left Mitzrayim. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, here and in Parshas Vayigash, in the Sefer, speaks about the idea that Yaakov Avinu brought these arazim with him from Be'er Sheva. These were trees that Avraham Avinu had planted in Be'er Sheva, and Yaakov took them with him from there and brought them down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Kamenetsky brings from the Farshim that Yaakov he wanted the trees that Avram Avinu had planted because he wanted to tap into the Zchusim of Avram Avinu, specifically the Midas HaChesed of Avram Avinu, that this Midas HaChesed would give them a Zchus that the Shekhinah should rest in them and they should last eternally. And in fact, that we find that the two Bante Migdash were destroyed, but the Mishkan itself was not destroyed, that it was in the schus, apparently, of this tremendous midas hachesed that he brought with him within the wood, tapping into Avram Avinu's midah. However, Rav Yaakov brings another more psychological reason why Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring these arazim himself down to Mitzrayim. So, Chazal tell us that Yaakov was afraid to go on down to Mitzrayim. And Hashem tells him in the pasuk, "Al tira mirdav Mitzrayim, anuchi iredi tach Mitzrayim, anuchi alcha gam aleh." Hashem tells Yaakovinu that his children will leave Mitzrayim, and they will be zocha to go up, and he'll go up with them. But Yaakovinu was afraid that we could become so tummy in Mitzrayim that maybe we wouldn't be worthy of leaving. And it almost did happen. They went and descended to the 49th level of Tumah. Hashem had to promise him that he shouldn't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. So it says of Yaakov that Yaakovinu wanted to make a bond between his descendants and Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to give us something that we could look at and remember that we're going to be leaving here. We're going to be going back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he planted these trees, and they had their cedar trees all the years they were in slavery. They had these trees, and they were, these are the ones that Avraham Avinu had first planted in Beersheba, that were replanted down here in Mitzrayim. And these are the ones that with which we're someday going to build a Mishkan when we leave Mitzrayim. And this was something that Yaakov had told him, that Hashem, that you're going to need these when Hashem tells you to leave and build a Mikdash. So in a sense, one of the reasons he brought them down to Mitzrayim was to give us chizik in our times of Golus, a sign that here's something that we're taking with us when we leave Mitzrayim and when we build the Mishkan. Says of Yaakov, that there's a Gemara in Megillah that we can understand better based on this. Avraham Avinu asks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what should the Bnei Yisrael do that they shouldn't chas v'shalom be destroyed if they sin? Hashem says the Karbanos will be mechaper for them. It'll protect them even if they sin. It'll be a salvation for them. So he says, that's good when the Beis Hamikdash stands. What about when the Beis Hamikdash doesn't stand? Hashem says, I've prepared for them the Seder Karbanos. When they read the Karbanos, I'll view it as if they're bringing Karbanos before me, and I'll be mochel on their sins. On the simple level, that it's a schus for us to read the Parshas HaKarbanos, and it helps us. But you can also say there's another Karbana here, that Avraham Avinu is saying, as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash and there's a Shechina among Klal Yisrael in their land, then they're going to have that connection and they're going to keep davening, they're going to keep doing Davodas Hashem. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash and they're scattered among the nations someday, what will be with them? What's going to keep them strong and connected and hoping for Geula? And Hashem answers, I prepared for them the Karbanos. When they say the Karbanos, that's going to tie them back, that's going to remind them about the Beis HaMikdash. Then when we say Karbon, we say the Parashas HaTamid every morning, that makes us think about Yerushalayim. It makes us hope for that future Geula. And that will be a schus because that will help keep us strong and keep us marching in the direction. That hope in the right direction. That hope for the future will protect us so we shouldn't get destroyed, Chas V'Shalom. Just an idea here that, circling back, that as long as we're lacking that Mikdash, we're lacking that level of Hashras Hashchina among us, and as a result, we are still in Galus. We don't have what we need, and that we should look towards this, the reminders we do have in our life about the future Geula, about the future rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, as things that can hopefully keep us connected and give us that sense of staying strong and marching forward in our Avodas Hashem. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos. May Hashem bring us Besuros Toros Tovos and the Bias Gold Tzedek Bekarov.